Good afternoon, everyone. Rhonda R. Hudgens, your networking strategist, here with you on this beautiful, beautiful December 17th, Monday. And we are on part four of You Have to Be Strategic. So this is our final part. We have so enjoyed having all of you listen. I've gotten some great feedback. Would love to get more feedback from you. So I want to ask you before I start to please give me your feedback. I'd love to have it. Love to know what you like, what you don't like, what you'd like to hear even. And I thank you so much. I want to thank all the supporters for their support. And let's get started. You have to be strategic. You have to have a networking strategy. We're going to recap quickly today. Some just networking tips. We'll get to at the very end this time, perhaps. But in week one, networking is marketing. It's what we covered. Your networking budget comes from your marketing budget. Most folks just really don't get a grasp of that. So your networking budget comes from your marketing budget because networking is marketing. If you don't believe me, ask your tax preparer. Ask your CPA. Week two, do your due diligence before attending a networking event or meeting. Will your target be attending? Think about your specific target. Will they be attending? Do your due diligence. Find out. Week three, part one, free is not free mindset. People have this mindset of free. Free is not free. If you didn't catch that one, you need to catch that one. Part free is not free, part two, was self-investment. If you won't invest in you, why would I invest in you? Be sure to catch that one. And today, part four, our final, you have to be strategic. Follow-up is time frame important. And truthfully, your time frame in your networking may very well be your most important part after actually going out to the event or the meeting and making that initial connection. There's different schools of how quickly you should reconnect. How quickly you should follow up. There's the school of, I sit in my car when I get out of a meeting, and I send text messages or emails that very moment. I won't be honest, I'm thinking that's a little pushy, but if that works for you, please, by all means, do it. There's those people who next day. There's those people who are the day after. There's those people who say day three. So 24 hours is the best time frame because we live very busy lives. And the truth of the matter is, in living our very busy lives, if we don't do something within a very quick time period, we forget it. So if we forget to do it, then did that person that we met or people that we met also forget us? Now this goes back to the business card factor. A lot of people don't think in this day and age we need business cards. I think everyone should have a business card. I think you should have a per se business card, even if you are not in business. If you work at the local church as a volunteer, I think you should have a business card that has your name and your contact information on it. And you can also put on there that you're a volunteer at First Up Baptist Church. If you want to. That way people know where to find you. They know what you're interested in. They remember you. I'm old school. Back in the day, in the early colonies and in England, and probably in still in some societies, you take a calling card and you give it to the butler or whoever opens the door. They then take it to whoever your host or potential host is, this person is calling, this person had an appointment. You don't have to be in business to do that. I think everyone should have business cards. So I disagree with the thought process that in this digital age, business cards are a waste of time or money. Business card is a tangible reminder to a person you just met of you. It's a double tangible reminder to a person you just met if your picture is on it and it's a current picture and they look at that picture and they're like, oh, I remember Jane. She had on that beautiful black dress at the gala we attended. And they see your picture and they remember that. It causes something. There's something about seeing someone's face and then holding a picture of that person's face in your hand that makes a deeper connection. So I think everyone should have a business card. Not everyone's business is conducive to having their picture on their card. But if it is at all possible and makes sense, you should have your picture on your business card. I'm not going to, maybe another program we'll get into business cards, but this is about the follow-up. 24 to 48 hours is the good follow-up time. Because most of us start losing little pieces of things, especially if we didn't make notes, after the 24-hour period. And after 48 hours, unless we put that card or those notes we took someplace that we're going to see, moment by moment by moment, day each day, we will forget to follow up. And follow up is as important to your sales as closing the sale. Because if you go out to the networking event, you make the connection, you don't follow up, then you don't build a relationship with that person. They never grow to know, like, or love and trust you. So, follow-up is vital. So, is follow-up, is the importance, is there importance in the time frame? Yes, 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 there is importance in that time frame. Now, I'm going to be honest. This is your networking strategist. This is your expert. This is your guru telling you, this is my Achilles heel. If I have a weak point in my networking strategy, it would be my follow-up. There's some events I am just Johnny on the spot with follow-up, and there's other events because I have something right behind it, I'm not as quick with my follow-up. So if you have a goal, if you're in that boat with me, say, I'm in that boat. I'm with you, Rhonda. We're going to be better in 2019. We're going to do better in the future. Because you could be listening to this in 2020. So we're going to do better in the future. We're going to get out of this procrastination of follow-up boat. And we're going to be relevant with our follow-up. We're going to be consistent with our follow-up. We're going to be on point with our follow-up. Because follow-up is so very, very important. You never know what a single person will become worth in the grand scheme of life and things. And there is a story told by BNI Southeastern president, or whatever their hierarchy is in BNI. I think it's president, but he's over the Southeastern region. Was at one of the very first events, actually the very first event I ever attended. And he told the story of what a person in his network was worth. In this case, it was his mother's life. His mother was here in Atlanta in the hospital. She wasn't doing well. He got on the phone to his network through BNI, who got on the phone to a cardiologist in North Carolina at the college there and hospital, and I can't think of the name of it. and he's like one of the foremost authorities in cardiologist in the world for the condition his mother had. And this cardiologist, he gets on the phone with the cardiologist and he said, check your mother out of that hospital. Get her here. I believe it's at Raleigh-Durham area. Get her here. No, Duke University. There we go. Duke University. And he said, get her here within 72 hours or you're not going to have your mother this time next year. The doctors here in Atlanta just kicked and screamed and kicked and screamed about him taking his mother out of the hospital. He had to sign waivers that he would be responsible if she died. The hospital wasn't responsible, so on and so forth. At the end of the day, he takes his mother to North Carolina. The cardiologist treats her, and she's well. And the picture she showed, her bucket list was to get to go to Italy, which is in their history and their background, and they're descended from Italy, and she had never gotten to go. Had he kept her here in Atlanta, she would have never gotten to go. But just a couple of years after that event, he was able to take his mother on that dream trip to Italy. Why? Because one person in his network. What is one person worth? Sometimes it's not a number. Sometimes it's much more important than a number in your bank account. That one person could be worth the life of that loved one. There's no number he would ever be able to place on that. That's how important your follow-up is. Don't just think about it in how much is the value of one potential client. What is the value, the most important thing in the world to you? That connection, if you keep it, you make it, you groom it, you build relationship, may bring to you. I will guarantee you there's no amount of time, money, or effort he has ever spent doing networking that he ever regrets. Because of that one connection. So yes, your follow-up is imperative. It's vital. If you don't follow up, if you're not going to follow up, I'm just going to put it out there. If you are not going to follow up, you are not my ideal target client, and you don't need to be networking. Save your money. Do something else. Get a corporate job, because follow up for the business person and the entrepreneur is vital. Thank you so much for joining me. We will not be here Christmas Eve day, but we will be back on the 31st. So thank you very much. Everyone have a wonderful, wonderful Merry Christmas. This is Rhonda R. Hudgens, your networking strategist, asking you to have a conversation with me at bit.ly/RRH book online.